Out of interest, do you suppose that the money we spent on Iraq was more efficient at helping get people out of poverty and out of repression than maybe money that we could spend in Africa? Or do you suppose that all of those bombs were a costly and inefficient way of blowing people up in the name of freedom?
You see, if he was consistent about his politics and we were saving the people of Iraq, right, then to save the people of Africa, like, we probably have to bomb them as well. I mean, do you know what I mean? Otherwise you're changing things around. Going, well, they've got this terrible dictator in this terrible situation. Everyone's very poor, they're not being shared.
I don't want to prophesy anything, but I think we'll get to that point where actually African countries will be bombed. They haven't been yet, but I don't know. There's been, how do you call that? If you don't actually engage your army in a war, but you're supporting certain factions and stuff, like in the Democratic Republic
destabilizing,
of Congo,
I think is the official kind of political term for doing that.
Huge country, the Democratic Republic of Congo, that faced a 10-year civil war. Recently, and millions of people died in that. And this country is so rich of coltan, for example, and diamonds and stuff.
Can you just remind us what coltan is for the listeners who aren't that up on their chemistry?
I think we need that for mobile phones, don't we?
I think so. I think they use that to make electronic components.
So it's a very essential element for Western industry, Western capitalism, actually. And obviously, our capitalist interest is there already in there and disturbing these countries and winding them up in the first place. So, you know, you could as well say that bombing Africa is already taking place.
Oh, right. So they're kind
less
of selling the arms to both sides in these wars
to
kind of destabilize things so that the company everything becomes cheaper.
No, we don't want a situation like in Bolivia where all these like miner workers and oil workers get up on the street and start to say, look, if we have gas and oil in our country, we actually want the benefits of it. You know, that's really crazy, isn't it?
That's madness. You don't want this sort of mad talk. The very notion that the people in the Democratic Republic of Congo should say benefit from the fact that millions of pounds worth of mobile phones are being sold using coltan from their country. It's clearly far more sensible to buy that off of warlords who rape and murder people. I think that's pretty fair.
Eminently reasonable suggestion there.
Okay, I do believe that we have a jingle, and then we're going to have a couple of rather exciting little fragments for you to listen to.
You're listening to Sheffield Live on 87.7 FM and on the internet on sheffieldlive.org.
Break the system down. Break the system down. Break the system down. Break the system down.
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
Not that I disagree with Bush's economic policy or his foreign policy, it's that I believe he was a child of Satan here to destroy the planet Earth. Yeah, I'm a little to the left there, I was.
Yeah, the goons have gone global and the CEOs are shredding files. And the Democrats and the Republicrats are flashing their toothy smiles. And Uncle Tom is posing for a photo op with the Oval Office clan. And Uncle Sam is rigging cockfights in the promised land.
First of all, this needs to be said. There never was a war.
How can you say that, Bill?
Well, a war is when two armies are fighting. So you see, right there, I think we can all agree it wasn't exactly a war.
Break the system down, 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 down.
You can keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution.
They had to be rich. They had to be powerful. They had to murder in Indonesia 500,000. Had to murder in Indochina 2 million. Had to murder in Czechoslovakia. Had to murder in Chile. Had to murder in Russia. And had to murder in America.
You got to accentuate the positive feeling. Mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Break the system down. Break the system down.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me. Is not fooling me. Is not.
You know, he armed Iraq. I wondered about that too. You know, during the Persian Gulf War, those intelligence reports would come out. Iraq, incredible weapons. Incredible weapons. How do you know that?
Well.
We looked at the receipt. But as soon as that check clears, we're going in. What time's the bank open? 8? We're going in at 9. We're going in for God and country and democracy and democracy and democracy and democracy. And
one mind, brute force, and full of money. One mind, brute force, and full of money.
So here's a toast to all the folks that live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, El Salvador. Here's a toast to all the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation under the stone cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down a threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form.
Those guys were in hog heaven out there. You understand, man? They had a big weapons catalog opened up. What's G12 do, Tommy? Well, it says here it destroys everything but the fillings in their teeth. Helps us pay for the war effort. Well, shit, pull that one up. Pull up G12, please. Cool. What's G13 do?
Break the system down. Break the system down. Break the system down. Break the system down.
And behold, those that try to expose the reality, who really try to realize democracy, are shot with rubber bullets and gassed off the streets, while the global power brokers are kept clean and discreet.
Break the system down. Break the system down.
Quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every f***ing thing on this planet.
Cause the profit system follows the path of least resistance, and the path of least resistance is what makes the river crooked, makes it serpentine. Capitalism is the devil. It's the devil's wet dreams. So just give me my Judy Garland drugs and let me get back to work.
We have got to realize we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. See, you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say.
Break the system down.
Go back to that corner in Manhattan and dig deeper this time. Down beneath the impossible pain of our history, beneath unknown bones, beneath the bedrock of the mystery, beneath the sewage system and the path train, beneath the cobblestones and the water main, beneath the traffic of friendships and street deals, beneath the screeching of kamikaze cab wheels, beneath everything I can think of to think about, beneath all, get out, beneath the good and the kind and the stupid and the cruel, there's a fire that's just waiting for fuel. There's a fire 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 just waiting for fuel. There's a
Okay, Sheffield, you are still, against all the odds, listening to the filthy, dirty, stinking radical show on Sheffield Live. We are
filthy radical.
We are that. We are also nearly coming to the end of our time today, so we're going to give you a little bit of information now about some lovely, lovely, filthy, dirty, stinking radical websites that you can access for all of your radical information needs. Dan, I think that you've got the list of websites right there.
I have indeed, yes. If you want to find out what's happening in Sheffield, a few of them have been mentioned. Firstly, go and look at www.sheffield.dissent.org.uk. And you'll find out everything you need to know about what's happening in the Convergence Centre. Also, if you go to sheffield.indymedia.org.uk, you can find out everything you'll need to know about. Everything radical and filthy in Sheffield would be marvellous. If you're thinking of going to Scotland and you want to know the timetable of what's happening there, go and take a look at www.dissent.org.uk. And there's stuff going on all the way up to the 8th of July and probably past. So go and take a look at the website.
And that's smashing. And also, we'd like to encourage you, especially anyone who made it down to Rise for Dinner on the Devonshire Green yesterday, then we would like to remind you to go to www.makepovertyhistory.org and sign up to the petition to make poverty history. Tell the government that we really think that these 30,000 children dying every day is completely unacceptable.
Absolutely, yes. I'd just like to say that Creative Cultures About Turkey will be coming up next.
That sounds fantastically exciting, talking about some creative cultural things. That's just smashing. Encourage you to stay tuned. There is a wonderful variety of stuff on Sheffield Live at the moment, isn't there?
There absolutely is, yes.
And you know why? That's because they'll give any idiot who asks for a show permission to do one. So if you're out there thinking, as most of you probably are, that you could do it better than us, then I believe they are actually permitted to try to get on the radio themselves.
Yes, it's very true. You can. Just get down here and ask them. It'll be fine.
And where is here, Dan?
Here? I don't know where here is.
We're in the Drums, the National Centre for Popular
indeed.
Music, as was.
Very
now
true.
The Hallam Union.
Yes, indeed. There's a story there, isn't there?
There's but a story
not,
there, but not
right
for
today. No.
But there's another website in there. What was it? RageAgainstHallam.something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they're Google for search. Rage. That's Rage as in against the machine. But this time, against Hallam. And you'll find some interesting information there. Make your own minds up. That's super smashing. What else is going on? Is there anything else we haven't announced? Really, let's encourage you.
I hear some rumour that we might perhaps be going on to do some kind of breakfast show in the near future. Perhaps.
There's the terrible prospect that we may be doing a radio show even more. The Filthy Radical show may be coming back to you. We might even get a researcher, if you're particularly lucky. So stay tuned for that. That'll be on next week, maybe the week after. Super exciting, 87.7 FM. And we're going to play you out with something that we're attributing to all of those people who were out there getting arrested yesterday.